I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In a move that should surprise nobody, I'm still not impressed by Pokemon Legends Arceus or Arceus or whatever it is. Not impressed. Welcome.
This is the Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary from the video game industry. Anything else that might pique our interest. So, yeah, clearly we're going to have a Pokemon rant in this episode. So that's something to look forward to.
I mean, rant-esque.
Mini rant?
Yeah, yeah.
Mini rant, not a full rant. A mini rant.
Right. I'm not gonna go that.
We'll see.
That crazy.
My faith in that is very small. I was gonna come up with like a
rude,
an F adjective of some kind, like floundering or something, but nothing felt right, so I bailed.
Floundering sounds pretty good. Anyway.
Yeah. Where should we start? New releases, I guess?
Let's do it. With number one, Greek Memories of Azure. For the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Humankind for PC and Stadia. I've played a little bit of that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's on Game Pass for PC.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Game Pass.
Game Pass. Obligated. Obligated shout out. Number three, Marvel's Avengers Black Panther War for Wakanda expansion. For the everything else. Everything Avengers is already on. Number four, Pile Up Box by Box for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number five, Space Invaders Invincible Collection for the Switch. Hell yeah, Space Invaders. Number six, Ambition, A Minuet in Power for the PC. Every time I see the word minuet, which, by the way, not that often, but every time I see it, I just want to be like a minuet.
I think that's fair.
It does have a French feeling to it.
I think that's fair.
Number seven, Hell Architect for the PC. Ever want to be an architect? Ever want to design hell? Well, there you go. Also known as Walmart. Number eight, Mortal Shell, The Virtuous Cycle DLC for everything that Mortal Shell was already on. Number nine, Out of Line for the Switch. Number 10, Skydome for the PC. Number 11, Mayhem Brawler for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 12, Monster Train First Class for the Switch. Number 13 is Recompile for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Number 14 is Rims Racing for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 15 is 12 Minutes for the PC and Xbox. I've also been playing a little bit of that one. Number 16 is Arietta of Spirits for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 17 is The Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut for PS5 and PS4. Number 18 is Heart Chain Kitty for the Switch. And number 19 is Madden 22 for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox. And number 20 that's not on here because I'm not positive it came out this week, but I have mentioned it and I did see it, was Train Sim 2. Train World Sim 2? Train Sim World 2? Something like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Train Sim game. You drive trains.
Interesting. I can't believe Madden 22 is out as well. That totally flew past my radar.
But I mean, it's August. Game, so It's August 20th at time of recording, which is typical Madden release time. So
that's fair. It's fair. Don't have my finger on the pulse of sports games. Don't have my finger on any pulse, really.
Not even his own.
Not even my own.
Unaware if he is alive.
At this point, I'm afraid to ask.
It's one of those where, like, the moment I realize that, I'm going to wake up.
Son of a bitch.
No, don't pull me out yet.
I'm not ready.
Matrix bullshit.
What are you feeling? Do you want me to do odds so you can rant on Pokemon, or do you want
yeah,
to do
you
some,
know what? Sure.
Do you want to do a different
Screw
approach
it.
Here?
Let's use that as the reason.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just
I'll interrupt you immediately.
I'm spitballing here.
Well, don't spit too hard. It's COVID.
Number one, the Pokemon Company held a Pokemon Presents event. Here's what was shown. Pokemon Unite is headed to mobile devices, which means Android and iOS, on September 22nd. The mobile version will have cross-play with the Switch version. Two more playable Pokemon are coming to Pokemon Unite as well. Mamoswine, whatever the hell that is. And
Mamoswine.
Sylveon.
Yep, you did fine.
Yes. Nailed it.
One of these days, I'm going to have Matt read all 800 Pokemon names, and we'll see how far he gets.
That would be rough. And you have to do a shot for everyone to get wrong. I'd have to go to the hospital. I'll call poisoning.
We'll start at the hospital. We'll just be in the parking lot.
Yeah, that'll work.
Can you do shots in a hospital parking lot? Do they have a problem with that? I don't know. They might.
You can bring...
It's kind of an open container law, isn't it?
So, I guess you can actually bring alcohol into the hospital. Which is weird, right?
Yeah. If it's not isopropyl, it's weird.
It's strange. So, like, you know, if your significant other has a baby, you could, like, bring a six-pack in for yourself and be like, oh, yay.
Okay, hey, nobody mind me. I'm just going to celebrate over here. You'd be basically the guy. You'd be exactly the guy with the metal meme that finishes in second.
Yeah.
You'd be that guy because your wife would be the one in first place for having done all the work, but you'd be celebrating like out of your mind, just champagne bottle to your face. Yep. Like, ah!
Yep. I don't know if it's like kosher, but if a lot of hospitals are just like, yeah, we don't really care as long as you, you know, don't cause trouble.
Well, I mean, part of it's a defined kosher thing, right?
Yeah.
Part of it's also a semi like classy or not thing.
Because mm-hmm.
like if you're bringing something in, yeah, bring something in. You know, don't be like, I ran down to the gas station and got a six-pack of Miller Lite.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a bottle of champagne, bottle of wine, you know, maybe.
Like, if you wanted to drink Miller Lite, you probably could have just gone to the bathroom real quick, pissed in a cup, and then drank that, and no one would have actually questioned any difference.
There it is. He's not wrong. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl will feature the original's minigames, like the Pokemon Super Contests, the Underground with the Dowsing minigame, and your secret base. Players will also be able to customize your trainer's outfit and even their Pokeballs with collectible stickers that add visual effects to throw animations. Launching alongside Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl is a new Nintendo Switch Lite console featuring, Dialga and Palkia.
Dialga, yeah, close enough.
Dialga, whatever.
You went more for a one word than two separate words put together.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, Game Freak showed off...
I'm pretty sure you skipped over two, just so you're aware.
I did. Pokemon Cafe Mix, the touch-based puzzle... Because no one cares about this.
I mean, that's true, but you wrote it.
That's right, I did.
You took the time.
Pokemon Cafe Mix, the touch-based puzzle game for Nintendo Switch and mobile, is getting revamped and renamed to Pokemon Cafe Remix. The game will get new puzzle elements, additional Pokemon, and new dress-up options. And finally, Game Freak showed off how Pokemon battles will work in Pokemon Legends Arceus. Almost like forgot how I was pronouncing that. When battles begin, players will have a few different style options for battling in a turn-based fashion, strong or agile styles, which change statistics on specific moves depending on situations. Likewise, some Pokemon may be able to take a few turns in a row based on their stats. The turn-based mechanics definitely look familiar, but the changes look intriguing. I guess that's more of an opinion thing. I don't think it's really intriguing. It's kind of just like a...
Exactly, yeah.
It's a thing.
Matter of opinion and PR speak.
Yeah. Four new Pokemon evolutions and variations are coming to the game's new... how are you saying the Hisu? Hisao? His
the second one.
Hisao?
Sounds better.
All right, Hisao region. We have Wiredeer. Growlithe. Hisuian. What the fuck is that thing? Braviary. Oh my god.
Matt taking four shots.
Basculegion.
Yeah.
A new evolution of Basculin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Fucking Pokemon, man. Why do they make these names so weird?
Because Pokemon?
I guess so.
So I guess the rant that you want.
Oh, no, I want the rant.
Not the one you deserve.
Ooh.
Pokemon Unite, whatever. Cafe, whatever. We've had our time. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. We've also had our time with these. But they look fine. They look like a Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not in combat, it looks like they went like chibi,
I guess.
Art style. Chibi,
however you want to pronounce it. Yeah.
Like everything is a bright-eyed, small thing. Almost like weird Funkos.
I don't mind that. It's just the swapping back and forth is kind of weird.
Yeah, like going back to, you're that, and then immediately when you go into a combat, you're a full-size teenager, and you're like, why am I 6'8 when I'm battling, but 3 foot nothing when I'm walking around in the world?
Yeah.
So there's that weirdness. But otherwise, yeah, it looks like it'll be fine. That looks like a normal Pokemon game. That being said, Pokemon Legends Arceus looks still like dog shit. For a game that actually put a release date of itself for January of next year in its trailer. And does it look better than the last time we saw it? Sure, because we saw actually things happening this time. Does it look good? No. Objectively, no.
It looks janky. Like, I don't know if it was on purpose via editing or if it runs like that, but didn't it look like it was, like, choppy frame rate almost?
Yes. Constant chop issues, and it just graphically, it looked like it couldn't even run on a phone, which is the kicker for me. Like, I've seen mobile games. That doesn't even look as good as a mobile game.
Yeah, the jokes going around the interwebs, like Reddit, is like, you know, the shot of Arceus and then a shot of like Elder Scrolls Oblivion and how like they look similar or the older game looks better.
Yeah, Arceus has 3 trees, but Oblivion and 04 could render 106 in the same space.
Mm-hmm. My thing is like, I'm wondering if that's like an art style they're going for.
Empty world art style?
Like, they're trying to do some artistic version of like older style games, but like it's just not. If that's the case, it's not coming off well.
Well, that's one of those ones where you hear somebody say like, "Yeah, we were going for an artistic choice," and then you're like, "Okay, so here's the thing with art: it's entirely subjective, and your art looks like shit."
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler alert. When 95% of people say that your art looks like shit, you can still cater to the 5%, but you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, they have the... Craig should remind you of your... of the art problems.
The problem with Nintendo...
And Craig looked a lot better than this does.
The problem with Nintendo is, like, because it's Nintendo and it's Pokemon, people will still buy the game and still pay, you know, so they're still gonna make money and they're gonna be like, oh, it's fine.
The kick for me is I'm not buying either of them currently. I'm not buying the remake because, well, it's a remake that I don't have a attachment to. If it was a remake of the ones I have attachments to, I'd buy them. But I have no attachment to that region or that story or anything. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. That's just more Pokemon. I don't need it. For me, I'm always down for the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even Arceus, as much of it, it isn't new, in like air quotes. Like, it's new, but it's all just the newest Pokemon are the four we just you said. I was going to say butchered, but said.
Butchered is also accurate.
So other than those like new versions, which sure, some of them are new. They are both new evolutions and just region coloring as well. Like, okay, that's not enough to get me to buy. Like, I need a whole new generation for me. And the open world thing, I so badly want Nintendo to do what they will never do. So it's a ridiculous ask to even think it. I want them to give, like, let somebody buy the license to use Pokemon and go into Unreal 5 and make a actual badass open world Pokemon game using things that should actually be used to make a good looking game. Because it could be sexy, and I bet Reddit could make a better looking one in Dreams.
It probably could, and it would be interesting to see like a Pokemon game made with like today's state of the art, like photorealistic,
yeah,
art style.
Like, just take the sprites that are even in Pokemon Snap.
Mm-hmm.
Just take those sprites and drop them in an actual open world. It's not unheard of.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo.
And Pokemon.
Number two. Intel is branding its upcoming consumer GPUs as Intel Arc. This new Arc brand will cover both the hardware and software powering Intel's high-end discrete GPUs, as well as multiple hardware generations. The first of those, known previously as DG2, is expected to arrive in the form of codename Alchemist in Q1 2021. So many code names already.
Yeah.
Codenaming Alchemist, we're calling this thing Arc. It's also known as DG2.
It's Intel. I love that shit.
We don't know much about the performance of the first Alchemist GPUs, but Intel published a teaser video that showed prototype silicon powering PUBG, Psychonauts 2, Metro Exodus, and more. Intel's Arc GPUs will be capable of mesh shading, variable rate shading, video upscaling, and real-time ray tracing. Intel is also promising AI-accelerated super sampling, which sounds like Intel has its own competitor to NVIDIA's Deep Learning Super Sampling, or DLSS, technology. I'll need to see it when it comes out.
Same. I mean, that's the software side of it has me more interested, because it's in Intel, generally, when they do that software stuff, it should be competitive on the software side to NVIDIA. Whereas AMD usually isn't. So,
yeah, and it'll just be interesting, because like, it's talking about running those games, but it's like, okay, it runs those games, but it almost sounds like it's running them probably at just 1080.
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. It maintains 1080 60 frames just fine.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if that, like, how all in they're gonna go.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, it runs Psychonauts 2. I was like, last I knew, Psychonauts wasn't a demanding video game. Nor is PUBG. Like,
mm-hmm.
Metro is your best claim in that sentence.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, because like, Intel's like, they're usually decent at least on the CPU side of like optimization and software. So if they can nail those things and like on specs, it's not as competitive. I think it might be interesting.
And price will always be
a
question.
Yeah. I am down. More competition in the video game realm would be, or video game, video card realm, GPU realm would be fantastic. Start fucking making them.
I would just take a price decrease would be my first request if I get to make one. The fact that if I remember correctly, I know you got my shorts. I want to just let. Just,
Nate's cat is currently trying to rip his shorts off. He's like, be a nudist like me.
Live the life that I live. The fact that now if I wanted to buy, so a 3070 MSRP'd at $499 or $599?
$499 for a NVIDIA branded, the whatever you want to call
the
it.
The Founders? Or
The Founders edition, the reference card.
Okay, it's $499 on a 3070 MSRP. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They currently go for $950 plus.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I'm not paying a two times upcharge.
When I got into the Newegg Shuffle, I was like, I don't know if it came across in the text message I sent you, but I was like, I can't morally, like, even if you want this at these prices, I can't morally bring myself to do that for you because it's so bad.
It's bad.
Like,
so I was talking about this at work with the same guy. We were going back and forth about, like, well, you know, what should I do? Can either of us, like, justify it to the other one to pay that much? And we both looked at each other and went, not even close.
Yeah.
So
it's the same. It's like literally the same thing with when I was PS5 shopping. Like, I could have gotten one from a scalper for twice the price, but like, that's not.
Yeah, it's like I can't justify paying that much ever. That's ridiculous. And especially for a 30. Ooh, that kid took it. For that should be funny to watch on a replay. For a 3070. Well, we're watching the Little League World Series, just so anybody's curious about what's going on. I'm not paying that much for a 3070 when, like, that should be a 3090 to a 3090 Ti level of a price.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's just offensive. So anyway, we were talking about it at work, and we were looking at a different shuffle, and some of the shuffles have had 3060 Ti's in them, which. It's an 8-gig card, but it's a 16 teraflop card, which is double the current power I have.
It's essentially a 3070.
Yeah, because the way that they redid things, it's basically a 3070 because they have the 3050s as well. Now they have these 3060s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. They kind of reshifted it where everything actually sits. But a 3060 Ti I could have gotten for around like $450.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, that actually could be justifiable.
Yeah.
And then I never end up in the shuffle.
Hmm.
So after doing some other purchases and stuff that were more needed, I was like, you know what? I'll just live with it for this year probably. But God, it's offensive.
I'll bring it up now because I know it shows up later, but the downside and the shitty part of the situation is from our section of short things. NVIDIA officially said they expect GPU supply constraints for the vast, this is in quotes, vast majority of 2022.
Shocker. Maybe whenever crypto gets banned, it'll be a different discussion.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
I don't know.
I still doubt that as well. More people are home now and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if, like, you can use crypto as an excuse anymore. Because, like...
No.
It's...
I argue you can't, but they will.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that it's this bad.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got, then.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's me. Wasn't paying attention. Number three, Activision has officially announced Call of Duty Vanguard. The new shooter is set during World War II and will feature a, quote, historically inspired, end quote, single-player campaign, along with a multiplayer mode and integration with Call of Duty Zombies and Warzone. The core of Vanguard is a single-player campaign which focuses on the origin of the Special Forces and will be told from multiple points of view. Sledgehammer says the narrative will cover, quote, the untold stories of multinational heroes that formed Task Force One, changing the face of history and setting the stage for Special Forces as we know it, end quote. It'll feature a cast of characters inspired by real-world personalities. I'm going to butcher a lot of these names. I'm generally a history fan. I'm not familiar with most of these people. Sorry.
Here we go. I gave Matt Pokemon and history.
Like Lieutenant Polina Petrova, based on Soviet sniper Lyudmila Pavlichenko, also known as Lady Death. That's a nickname right there. Lady Death.
I want that nickname.
I would take it. The multiplayer will have 20 maps at launch and game modes, including, quote, Champion Hill, where players duel solo or in squads of two or three.
Where they duel.
Deep breaths.
English language.
Yes. They'll duel solo or in squads of two or three. There will also be a zombies mode developed by Black Ops Studio Treyarch, which will connect with the previous Undead story from Black Ops Cold War. Raven Software is leading development on a Vanguard map for the Battle Royale spinoff of Warzone, launching later this year. Call of Duty Vanguard is launching on November 5th and will be coming to the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, and PC. I didn't see it anywheres. It sounds like, and I would assume that's the case, I think that's what they did in the past, that the Vanguard map for Warzone will be on a separate date from the actual game itself.
Probably, but I wouldn't be surprised they drop at the same time.
Okay.
Usually it is later, though. Like a month later.
Mm-hmm. They probably don't even know yet, it seems, because I don't think they specified. So.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the November 5th drop date for the game. Hey, look, everybody's doing multiplayer and campaign stuff. And then right around early December Game Awards time, they're like, man, would you imagine if we said we were going to drop this tomorrow night? And everybody's like,
probably like whenever that new season lines up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would probably be right around that time, because they did just start another season. So, yeah.
Obviously we haven't seen a lot of this yet. I don't have any super strong feelings of it either way, but I do want to say that the Battlefield trailers and the Call of Duty trailers are interchangeable with each other. Like, you could have told me that was a Battlefield game and I would have been like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. They're
just like Michael Bayed.
Well, they're Michael Bayed, but they're interchangeable, and also that is not a dig at either of them. They are
very true.
Both incredibly impressive in comparison to other game trailers we have had.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm interested. Like, if the game comes out and the campaign plays like that, like, I would be interested, because it seems like it'd be a fun, like, cool big set pieces, you know. World War II romp type thing.
Yeah, I think so. For me, I'm out. But. I've said that for the last two. I bought the last two Call of Duties. Who am I to say anything? I think for me, I'm out only because I do want to commit to Battlefield. Now, if Battlefield's bad, that changes everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the last two Call of Duties were in a downtime for Battlefield. The last Call of Duty, there was literally no Battlefield change, and I had already played enough of that one. And then the one before that was a modern take on Call of Duty after we had done everything in the past, so I wanted a modern shooter so badly.
Yeah.
So I have my reasons for it, but now that they're going back to World War II, if it goes on sale at some point, I might do it to play the campaign, because their campaigns are usually beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're entertaining. So I'd be like, okay, cool, I play the campaign, but I would need it at a discount. I'm not paying for the multiplayer at that point.
So that's where I'm at, is when I say I would play it, I strictly mean the campaign, would not touch multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you wouldn't, but like my time is for a Call of Duty game is judged on how much am I going to play the multiplayer. Because playing 6 to 10 hours of the campaign, I'm not paying $60 for it. I'm just not doing it.
Which is fair.
It's not how I view my time. So
of the two right now, just like the little bit we know of World War II, the Battlefield is the more intriguing multiplayer wise.
Yeah. And I have no the Warzone stuff will be cool, but I don't play Warzone. So, there's a whole lot of things where it's like, yeah, that would be a lot of fun for people that are in that ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like watching people play it. I'll have no the clips will be fun to come out.
But yeah.
I'm good to watch from the sidelines for that one. Number four. Embracer Group has announced its latest acquisitions.
It's U.S. based. That helps.
Demiurge. Or Demiurge Studios, Fractured Byte, and Smartphone Labs were all purchased through Saber Interactive. D Studios is best known, I fucking abandoned that immediately, is best known for its recent work in mobile, having previously specialized in code development in the AAA space. Fractured Byte was founded in 2018. The studio has assisted with the development of Switch ports such as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 and Borderlands The Legendary Collection. Smartphone Labs has already worked with Saber in the past on ports such as MudRunner for mobile. MudRunner's on mobile? And World War Z for Switch. MudRunner's on mobile?
I guess so. I didn't realize that until I read about this, so...
But there goes Embracer Group spending more money.
I'm pretty sure they bought other things too, but I didn't look.
Speaking of things getting bought, and that commercial triggered the thought in my head, and this is going to be a weird transition because I know we don't have much to say about the Embracer Group. Reportedly, Top's deal is ending exclusivity, and Fanatics is taking over.
I meant to ask you on your feelings with that. I feel like this is not a good move for MLP because. I mean, this is totally outsider perspective. You have a card market that is on fire right now, like on fire in a good way, like thriving. I feel like this is going to like create ripple effects that are just like unknown at the moment. And it could go one of either way. I feel like it could do nothing. It could do nothing, maybe. Or it could make like all the top stuff all of a sudden become more desirable. Or it could become like all these people are just like, I'm out.
So I think it's going to be interesting because obviously I don't think it's going to take effect for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they try to alter it somehow, but I'm pretty sure Topps has the deal until 2026.
Okay.
Unless there's a way out for them, like they just say, I don't even know. Screw it, we're done. We're buying, you know, whatever. I don't know the legal parts of it. Don't know.
I know like Fnatic has done merchandise, other yes. merchandise. Have yeah. they ever done like cards, anything like cards
not
before?
That I know of.
Okay.
So it's a double, like, what's the quality going to be coming out of them and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my own speculation.
Okay.
But for me specifically, what I would have liked to see Topps do is, or see MLB do is go, Fanatics now also makes cards for us and they're also fully licensed. And also, if Panini would like to buy the license, their license as well.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think that would change a lot of people's immediate thing if you licensed all of them again. Because that's the issue is that they have an exclusive license with
yeah,
MLB.
Yeah, it's almost like a sense of, you're creating a sense of scarcity.
Yeah, but it's going to be very weird for Topps after 70 years to, if they continue to make baseball cards, if they continue to not be able to put the logos on the game on them. And then you see it's a Topps card, and that will just everybody will have to get over that mental image of it being a Topps card, but not having the logo on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. Like, I hope some more details about this come out. We find out more about the deal. Like,
I just
want to
see Fnatic's not butcher shit like Topps does. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's a move for the better, but no one's gonna know until 3 years into this deal.
I didn't really think about that. Like, maybe it is like something like Topps didn't want to make more cards available. And MLB's like, then we're going to give the license to someone else.
Or maybe Topps has made too many cards and their products are consistently just shit. There's okay. also part of that.
All right.
Some people have like the feeling of like this set sucks. Like their artistic take on it this year was garbage or.
Yeah, but at the same time, isn't there usually like an issue getting cards?
Yes, especially from Topps.
Yeah. So like.
Like, yeah, sure. Does stuff sell a lot? Yeah. But it's also like you've limited your it's gone so far in one direction that it as we've discussed, it's impossible for me to walk into a place right now and buy cards.
Yeah.
Without going to somebody that has like the retail designation and they can talk to a specific seller from Topps or whoever that they get allotted an X amount of cards, which then I have to buy through them.
Which I could see that was, I could see that being like the factor that made them switch licensing. Cause like Fnatic is, they're like an online entity more than anything else.
Yeah.
So.
But it'll be a whatever. We'll see.
Yeah.
Just a weird acquisition note while we were talking about things.
Mm-hmm. I'd meant to put that in here, so that was a good call out.
Oh, all right.
The other thing I meant to
see
put
how
in
it
here,
wasn't part of our game stuff. I was like, I know it piques our interest, but you know. Mm-hmm.
The other thing I didn't put in here because I didn't want to go through the effort of trying to figure out what actually was going on. But World of Warcraft had a patch, I believe, that came out.
No,
or is coming out.
Are you talking about the 9.1.5 patch?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're adding more customization in. I saw some articles about
that. It's the beginning of the news stuff for it.
Okay, so nothing crazy then.
No.
Okay.
There's people blowing it out of proportion where they're like, oh, so if these are the things that you're focused on for your fan base where you're losing things, it clearly tells us who you're trying to suit to. And I'm like,
which
I understand what you're thinking, but this is literally not even the breadcrumb into the patch notes.
This is exactly why I didn't put it in here, because I read an article on it and my fucking wee alarm went off where I was like, this seems, something about this isn't right. Like, because you can tell, you know, when someone's writing from an angle.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what was going on there.
If that ends up, if what we've just learned in the last 2 days, mm-hmm. which is there's been some cosmetic changes where they're adding more character customization options in the barbershops, and druids are getting new travel forms, and the night phase are getting new soul bind or soul shapes. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff like that. If that's all the patch notes were when the patch drops, if that's all that ever changes, start bitching right away.
Okay.
But we are months from seeing that patch probably. And that is literally just the,
I mean, the list was like, when I looked at the patch, like the things that they wanted to add in, that was, I didn't even, I mean, they mentioned customization in there, but there was a whole slew of other shit as well, but.
Yeah, but it's like, we're getting breadcrumbs, people. Mm-hmm. Just relax.
All right.
You don't need to be you don't need to be going 100. You know, I know I love the phrase, all gas, no brakes. But when we're complaining, brakes.
Yeah.
Brakes until we actually need to get to the part where if this stays, then we bitch.
Yeah. So definitely, that's a, that could be a life lesson of sorts that I've come to realize over the past year or two. Because of the news cycle, you know, we have short attention spans, and like we like to, not necessarily saying that certain news headlines are
they are meant to engage you,
yeah,
by
they're meant to be
enraging you.
Yes. And usually, you know, something bad happens, you see the headline, you have a gut reaction, and like you kind of have to fight that urge until all the facts come out through the course of like however long to get the
news
true story.
Cycles are predicated on making money off of visceral emotional reactions to headlines only. Even if the article then disproves the headline would read something along the lines of local disgruntled teenager murders 78 in mall stabbing. And you'd be like, oh my god, we need to ban knives, and that kid was probably bullied. And then you find out later that it was actually not a teenager at all, and he was a former military person who was actually doing a mission he was supposed to in some war-torn place. And you're like, okay, that just makes more sense then.
Yeah. You just never know. All right, moving on from that heaviness.
Fucking news, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about the next patch when it actually,
we will
there's something
actually
relevant.
Talk about it when it's probably like the week before it comes out, when they're not going to change that much after.
Yeah. Number five.
Or once it has been out, because it'll drop on a Tuesday. We record on a Friday.
Am I up next? Or is
yeah.
Okay.
You're odds.
All right. Nearly a decade after its original release, Bethesda Softworks is announcing new updates coming to its acclaimed hit, Skyrim.
I take back everything I've said about him doing earnings reports. I arguably might hate this more.
There was so many. This whole week was all just like financial results.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, we got to.
Well, we're pushing right into the end of like Q3.
Yeah.
About to start Q4. So.
So it was rough trying not to hit those.
So instead, he found Skyrim news.
On November 11th, exactly 10 years after its original launch date, the game is getting a free next-gen upgrade that will be available to all owners of Skyrim Special Edition. Bethesda is going to add 3 free pieces of Creation Club content to the game for all Special Edition owners, including the ability to go fishing. Bethesda is also releasing another edition of the game on November 11th, which is named the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Anniversary Edition. This version includes everything in Special Edition, the 3 free pieces of Creation Club content, and, quote, over 500 pieces of unique content from Creation Club, end quote, including quests, weapons, and more. If you already own Special Edition or play the game on Xbox Game Pass, Bethesda will let you purchase an upgrade to the Anniversary Edition, but it hasn't detailed the price. With the new version, Skyrim has been ported across 3 full console generations.
And when asked, Todd Howard specifically said, fuck them kids, give me that money.
Yes.
There was some quote that came out, I don't know who it was somebody at Bethesda, but it was something along the lines of, complete paraphrasing here, there are still so many people that are consistently playing Skyrim, why wouldn't we put out another one? And I went,
another Skyrim or another Elder Scrolls?
Well, I think they said another, like, why wouldn't we put Skyrim on another thing? And I was like, so you can focus on actually making one of them good.
So I think, so here's the thing, I realized, I made the connection when I read this, is that we're having, the video game industry is having the same issue that Hollywood started having when superhero movies became a thing. Not really, it's not superhero movies' fault, but it just happens to coincide with that.
Is this the Skyrim video game universe, or what are we at here?
Something like that. They found out that it was a safer moneymaker to make sequels instead of making new IP movies. So that's why you just get sequels or remakes of old movies, because it's guaranteed money. Whereas making a movie that's a brand new story is, you know, more of a gamble.
Right.
And I think we're seeing that ramification happen with the video game industry, where they're like, okay, we don't want to gamble, so let's just remake games we know were successful, or we'll make sequels, or we'll just re-release the same shit over and over again. It's just, it's getting out of control a little bit. Skyrim, Bethesda specifically, like I don't know. At one point, like, now everyone kind of looks at it as a joke, like, oh, it's funny, haha. But at what point are people going to start having the reaction that you're having, that you had, and I had the same thought as well, which is, why are we okay with Bethesda? They haven't released a new game in a while. The last new game they released was garbage. Why are we okay with them diverting their resources to make yet another Skyrim version, which is like probably the 20th version, instead of working on Elder Scrolls 6 or... what the fuck's the other one?
Starfield,
or whatever the hell you want, like, things that people actually are looking forward to.
Yeah.
And they promised.
Yeah, it's like, hello? Yeah. Anybody want to, you know, do some work? No, we're just going to, all right, what's on the docket for this month, though? But Skyrim on a different thing. All right. I've been, it was a joke at first, but I've switched stances like 4 years ago to literally stop. Please, yeah. Please, can I ask you again to stop? I am once again asking you to stop putting Skyrim on anything that literally runs a chipset.
Is that the Bernie Sanders meme?
Yes.
Okay. I respect that.
Number 6. Bethesda released a remastered version of the original Quake. You see what's happening here, folks? You see what you do. You give them one taste of a remaster, and here we go. A remastered version of the original Quake on Thursday. The new version of Quake includes a 4K resolution support, cross-platform play, enhanced visuals, and a brand new expansion pack from Wolfenstein developer Machine Games. The remastered Quake is available now. right now. On Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One, and is playable through backward compatibility on PS5 and Xbox Series X. And then it will be getting a next-gen upgrade or something coming soon. On PC, Steam, and Bethesda Launcher, and I'm pretty sure Xbox, users who already own Quake will automatically receive the new version with a free download. So, hey, did you want to play Quake? You got your chance. It looks like Quake.
It looks like what I like about it is it looks like how you remember Quake looking.
Oh yeah, they really just smoothed out some edges.
Yeah.
And made sure it ran perfectly fine, but it still looks exactly like old Quake.
Yeah. Like if you went back and looked at original Quake, you'd probably be like, "Oh god, this looks way worse than I remember."
Yeah. Then you look at this one, you'd be like, "Eh, it's what I kind of remember, yeah."
Yeah. Yeah. I did that with one of those old Star Wars games that's basically like a Quake / Doom like reskin.
Oh, okay.
It was bad. Number 7. Fortnite has announced a new game mode called Imposters. Imposters puts players into two teams. One team with up to 8 agents has a goal of maintaining the headquarters of one of Fortnite's secretive factions by accomplishing various tasks. The other is a team of 2 imposters whose goal is to take out all the agents.
Never heard of it, but it sounds pretty sus to me.
This should sound familiar because it's basically a copy of the popular game Among Us. Even the maps are extremely similar to the Among Us maps. Anyway, Epic Games is catching some flack from various internet sources over the copy.
Oh, surprising.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the post of... I don't even know where I saw it, so maybe it wasn't anything. But someone took a map of...
Reddit.
Of Among Us and a map from the new, what the fuck is it called? Imposters?
Yep.
Imposters game mode, and put them side by side. And then they drew, like, because some people in the comments were like, I don't see the similarity. Weird. So they drew, like, the lines to show you, like, the rooms connecting and, like, the travel paths, and they were identical.
Yep.
The pathing was literally identical.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a, I saw that one, and I saw everybody else, and I was like, come on.
Yeah. And they didn't even change the name, Imposters.
Yeah. I was like, this is the easiest thing, also, just to pay those people.
Yeah.
Just pay them, and then you make the Fortnite skin that is just an Among Us person.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you don't look like giant pieces of shit for stealing IP.
Crazy.
Fucking epic.
Running out of ideas. They gotta, you know, start poaching.
Anyway, things to watch. The only thing we're gonna talk about in this is Black Myth Wukong running on the Unreal 5 engine. Got a new trailer gameplay demo?
Yeah.
Kind of both?
I mean, I still have, like, honestly, like, obviously, I get the movie's about the Monkey King, or movie. That kind of actually explains it.
I mean, the movie is about the Monkey King.
The game's about the Monkey King, that tale. Have no idea what was going on in it, but I don't care. It could just be a tech demo representation for Unreal Engine 5 at this point, because like it looked fantastic and it looked like a movie. So
yeah, I mean, it did look like a movie. It looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be my cup of tea to play.
No, I don't even like...
But I'm going to enjoy watching it.
I don't even know if it's like a real game at this point. You know what I mean? Like, it's so...
It's still like tech demo-y looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It does look Souls-y though. So.
It does, yeah.
It'll be fun to watch for me, but I'm not gonna be the one to dip in to play it. And now for some stuff that, you know, we didn't write full paragraphs on. And because I literally only said one thing, I'm going to do this part two. So no full paragraphs. First paragraph. Here we go. Number one. Developer Konami announced a new Castlevania game coming exclusively to Apple Arcade called Castlevania Grimoire of Souls. It's described as an original side-scrolling action game that features a lineup of classic, well-loved characters from the series' hit catalog. So hey, if you wanted to play Castlevania on your on your Apple Arcade, yeah, there you go.
On your Apple device.
Number two, Google considered teaming up with Tencent to take over Epic. Which, that would have been a...
That would have been something.
Man, corporate money fights are weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number three, Gamescom opening night is Wednesday. So, we will have the recap for you the 2 days after that. But if you want to watch it live, it will be during Wednesday. And apparently, there is a new Saints Row game getting teased in there because they're going to be bossing it up during their stuff. Saints Row, always get called boss. And I believe the spray paint is rebooted in purple color, so who knows? If it is long, I don't know. My whole thing with Saints Row is one is like, whatever. It was a fun game. Two was like the epitome of fun. And then three, four, whatever, they just got like, they did too much cocaine at the board meeting. And it just got too silly and too over the top, and there was no grounded aspect of it at all. And I was just kind of like, this is...
So where do you think they're going to land on the reboot?
I hope they were rebooting like one and two and just relaxing, because they already remastered three at one point. So just like, just reboot one and two with modern graphics and don't touch them in terms of your cocaine sniffing problem.
I just want to point out that that very unfortunate camera angle that just happened on the Little League World Series game here of the watching a coach pick his wedgie.
Oh, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
There was also one where the catcher took a foul tip to the junk.
Mm-hmm.
So, sad day for that kid. He's not having kids anymore.
He's young enough. It'll grow back.
Or it might not have any resilience. Number four, Halo Infinite may be coming out on time. no, it's not. But it won't be launching complete. In the latest Halo Infinite development update, Halo Infinite creative head Joe Staton confirms Halo Infinite will be missing both campaign co-op and Forge at launch. Still don't have a release date and still says holiday 2021. There's no problems. There was no war in I can't even remember the name of the Bossing Say? No. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no war in... Is it Bossing Say?
You look that up.
I gotta look it up now because it's going to bug me. Because it's an old like joke reference that we just... Anytime you bring that up, you're like, no, there's no war over there. It's basically like Tiananmen Square, There is no, Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, this is a train wreck a little bit. Especially there was rumors the other week of that there actually is a Halo battle. Wanting to say Battlefield. There is really a Halo Battle Royale that they like developed, and they're just like they didn't want that backlash, I guess, of releasing it.
Okay, it is. There is no war in Bossing Say. It's an Avatar thing.
Okay,
the anime, not the Pandora planet.
That's what I figured. So yeah, Halo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The bring everybody up to the conversation we had a little bit earlier. That we had already gone over basically everything that we've predicted is slowly coming true at this point. From our call way back to the like potential Battle Royale stuff and everything else. And then stuff like that getting confirmed. And then Matt and I are not positive, but we feel pretty good about the fact that I think I said they needed to just drop the multiplayer and then release the campaign. Because doing them both at the same time, it was going to be such a problem, but now they've stuttered so hard that they would eat so much shit if they did that. Where if they had just said that from the start, no one would really balk that much at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I said that. I'm not positive, though.
I feel like at this point, this game is guaranteed to be a
failure.
A shit show. Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be like...
it'll be in 2 years after its initial launch, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be
which
Cyberpunk.
I'd say, which one do you want? Cyberpunk? Well, that's not going to be fine for another few. No Man's Sky?
Yeah, same thing. No Man's Sky.
Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves, another good one.
There shouldn't be this many examples. That's all I'm saying.
It's the world we live in.
Number five, Tiny Build announced the acquisition of Pasadena, the whole city.
It's theirs now.
I like the double up here. So Tiny Build announced the acquisition of Pasadena. Period.
God,
that's so fucking terribly written. Yeah. Sorry. Now here's the actual joke. Tiny Build announced the acquisition of Pasadena, California-based developer Animal, which has been working. Just get rid of Pasadena. Why is that there? Which it has been working with for the past 2 years on the upcoming arena shooter Ramen, which we have loved.
Yeah.
Ramen's fun. A lot of fun.
I don't think I played it, but I've seen it.
You were not at the PAXs with me to play it at their booth, mm-hmm. and you did not play it with me during the Steam Summer Game Fest.
That's
but
correct.
I slung a lot of my ramen all over people, let me tell you. I hid in my pot. I was a meatball. I threw down a chicken turret. Did a lot of things.
Just the lingo, man. It's heavy.
Well, you should have played. You'd understand. You'd be in the know. Be with the cool kids.
I'm not a cool kid, that's for sure.
So yeah, Tiny Build bought developer Animal is the actual sentence.
There it is.
NVIDIA sucks. All right, we're done. been 7 days. What have you been up to?
Played a little bit more of Mass Effect 3. I'm basically at the end of the game. So I have the Citadel DLC to complete. And then I'm at the point of no return for the game. That's where I'm at right now. So once I finish the Citadel DLC, I will go into the next mission, which will give me the whole, like, this is your point of no return.
Right.
And then I'll be done with the game. Hopefully we'll finish it in this coming week. Had a baby unexpectedly of sorts. He was due.
I do like the of sorts.
Yeah,
part of that.
It's more like a mental thing for me.
Yeah, because if you're just like unexpectedly, we had no idea for the last 9 months. It just kind of showed up, and we're like, yeah, whatever, storks.
Exactly. No, he was due on the 27th. That was like his, you know, expected due date. And my mental, you know, I'm a guy who's not like, you know, super into the whole baby thing. So I'm just like, yeah, he'll come within a couple days of the due date.
He'll do what they said he'd do.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just like, I didn't put much thought into it. It was like, he'll come around this due date and he'll come, you know, in a reasonable time, like time of day, because I'm dumb.
Yeah. You know, afternoon, right after I finish lunch, sounds like a pretty good time. Had food.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
So
we'll be in and out of there in like 2 hours.
Yeah. So luckily, like, quick, all of our baby quick prep.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
In and out.
In and out. Like getting an oil change. Yeah.
No, that's when you make the kid. That's the difference.
15 minutes. Holy shit. What do you think I am? Some type of fucking sex god over here?
Let's just lower those expectations.
So like all our baby prep is done, so that's not a big deal. But long story short, I got done watching the Yankees game Wednesday night.
Yeah, we determined it was Wednesday night at this point.
Wednesday night. Went upstairs at 11 p.m. Samantha, my lovely wife, significant other, was having some contractions, and she's like, yep, babe's coming. And I'm like, so I'm not sleeping tonight? And she's like, I don't think so. And I was like, all righty. So, you know, we... went to the hospital about 2 a.m. She popped the baby out at 7 a.m. On Thursday, and I have slept. Here we are a day late than normal on Saturday. And I've slept about 8 hours, and I'm, you know, getting a little delusional. So that's where I'm at in life right now.
Yeah. Eventually, Matt is going to think he's in Mass Effect, and I will have to remind him that blue people aren't real.
Yeah. I mean, the other nice thing that I did prior to the baby is I started to do a little revision on my desk space. So I got a water cooler for my PC and installed that, which is...
fit just fine. Not even a question.
A little tight. A little tight. Tight like a tiger.
the image you sent me, I just looked at it and I was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's no room in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, it was one of those builds where I look at it and I go, I'd go buy a different case. I'd almost immediately go buy a different case.
I mean, it fits fine for the most part. It presses up against my RAM a little bit, but it's not anything crazy. Honestly, it's my fault. I chose rather quickly, fired from the hip, bought a water cooler, which turns out it doesn't play as nice in small form factor PCs as some other ones do. Performance wise, it's good. Configuration wise, it's like meant for, you know, something along the lines of what you have. Made it work. PC is like fucking dead silent. Like it's unsettling how quiet it is.
Yeah, where you're like, is it on?
Yeah. And like the first like day I used it, I had my temp thing up the whole time because like, you know, you don't hear anything going on, and I'm like, this thing is over.
Yeah, it's cooking off. Blow up in a minute, and I'm not gonna know about it. Yeah.
But playing games and stuff, it didn't get over 60 Celsius, so that's, I'm fine with that. I got a gas piston dual monitor arm mounted on there on my desk now, so I got to get a second monitor, and that'll be my little desk revision until I figure out what I'm doing next from there, which I shouldn't be doing anything next from there other than maybe a keyboard and maybe a new chair. But that's where I'm at. Where are you at?
I'm you know, at my normal places. As people say, you know, I've been doing the thing, playing some show, some baseball, watching some baseball. Yankees doing good. Little League World Series is on now, so that's like my jam whenever that's on. It's always so much fun to watch those young kids just ball out. Mm-hmm. Good man. The playing the WoW still, doing the WoW things. No fun stories this week.
Have you guys tried Heroic yet? Is that what you're working on?
Not in a few weeks.
Are you planning on it, or maybe, maybe not?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's fair. Not my call.
All right.
They're going to tell me it's my call, and I'm going to be like, it's not my call. So that's how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, par for the course. And yeah, you pump that thing, man. Pump it. Pump it real good. Hell yeah. Air dry that dirt. You're doing great, man. Oh, big shovel. Anyway. The
old horse manure shovel.
Yeah, just out here commentating on the Williamsport grounds crew. The thing is, and I kind of started dabbling a little bit, because I got a little bit of time left on my $1 deal for Game Pass.
Oh, boy.
So I got a little Humankind save going to try that out. Started 12 minutes, got a little bit of that going. Started a little bit of the Ascent, started a game called Rally something. Can't remember what that one is. It's a rally racing game, but it's an indie game. So you're almost not top down, but you're like pretty far back and you're drifting, you know, you're rally racing.
Yeah.
I am not that good at that. So we'll see how long that goes. I have not won a heat yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or just put it this way, there's stages, obviously, it's rally.
Are they like real cars, stage. Are they like...
I'll show you before you leave, because I don't remember.
Okay.
So yeah, just kind of doing a little feeling out, dabbling around, playing some stuff, and then loving this rain.
Yeah, we're getting some rain here.
Yeah,
well, she's probably going to be getting some more.
Yeah, apparently supposed to be getting a lot more.
Yeah.
Yankee game already got canceled for tomorrow.
Yeah, if you don't know, we're on the East Coast, upstate New York. Hurricane is, last I looked, it was making a beeline for Long Island. I don't know if it's moved at all.
Here's the thing. Here's what a lot of people don't understand about like where we live.
Hmm.
Or in terms of
how New York works.
Yeah, more how New York works. Because cool, whatever, you understand a location. How New York works is to the people not inside New York, whenever they hear New York's going to get flooded, just for quick reference, that's not me. We're not going to get flooded.
No.
Matt might get flooded. I'm not going to get flooded. That's whenever the global media or the country's media is like, hurricanes headed straight for New York, they literally only mean the city, because to them, no rest of it exists.
Yeah, they mean New York City and Long Island.
Yeah. That area, like the New Jersey lower area, is a problem. Up here, I'll see some rain.
Yeah.
But for us, it'll just be, oh, look, a thunderstorm. It won't be like, oh, there's 110-mile-an-hour hurricane winds happening.
Although I was not home the past few days when it was raining, but the roads near my house were closed that normally flood, and they did flood.
On Thursday, there were road closures, but that was the only day, and it had rained for 4 days before that.
Yeah.
So that's 4 days worth of rain. There were four to five road closures in like random spots specifically known for flooding problems.
Yeah. They're by either like small tributaries or creeks or whatever.
And the bridges over those things are already low.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I know it's going to be bad if I can't leave my village.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has happened. Happened last year where they're like, you can't leave. And I was like, I'm going to try anyway. And I, made horrible life decisions. So that if that happens, well, then screw it. I'm just not going to go to work. But whatever. Rain. Yeah, I'm used to it, you know. Oh, yeah. A hurricane. Listen, if I lived in the South, I'd be more concerned about a hurricane, because that's actually a full-powered hurricane.
Yeah.
By the time it reaches us, it's like, ooh, look at this. I'm not even a tropical storm anymore, but I'm going to make you wet. And I'm like, ah, sure, yeah, whatever.
And if a hurricane, like, I don't think we've ever, this is really going to jinx us here.
Yo, you're going to say some stupid shit right now.
I don't think a hurricane's ever made it inland enough to be to us. So
to still be classified a hurricane?
Yeah.
To us specifically? Yeah.
Like it would, like that happens in the South sometimes.
Where it can get far enough in to still be classified as a hurricane. Yeah. But usually at that point you have to start at like a category 5 and be like just pumping.
Yeah. The only big weather phenomenons we have that are, you know, like a known issue for New York is we get some pretty gnarly snowstorms sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we've had gnarly rain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been anything where I've,
Yeah.
Like, hurricanes and the true terribleness hits New York City, and that's its problem, usually. Mm-hmm. Like I said, not that there's not bad examples. I'm just saying, like, I'll be fine. I don't give a shit. It's been raining all fucking year. Whole summer's been rain.
Yep. Rain and mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, mosquitoes for you. Somehow, you walk outside my door and I'm all right. Yeah, so that's just been that.
I think you have bats.
I do have bats, yeah.
We don't have a lot of bats in my area because it's more like urban, which it sucks.
Well, I say I have bats. I think I've only usually see one every now and then. Mm-hmm. But, they're around. They murder.
I guess you have wildlife that eats bugs.
I do. I do also keep my pet spiders, Steve 1, Steve 2, and Steve 3 around.
Mm-hmm.
They murder quite frequently.
Yeah. I live in a more urban area where everyone's like, oh my God, we have to murder all the bugs. We can't have all these creatures around us.
I live in the middle of the woods. It's a little different.
Yeah,
you just make deals with the wildlife, and when you need something gone, they show up and kill it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically what I've been up to.
Nice. Plans for the week?
None.
New games?
Plans for the week, get through more of the games I was playing and see if this COVID stuff gets worse, because for anybody not in New York, the New York State Fair has started. So, and in
that
terms
is
of,
what
in terms of the Joker,
we like to call a super spreader event.
And in terms of the Joker from Dark Knight, and here we go. Because it might just be all nice and crazy. But that's all I got. All right, it's cool. We will see you guys next week. Hopefully no more kids, so we should be on time. But hey, like Matt said, unexpected. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.